Quickly, the man grabbed Sphinx from Colin and examined her. "Yes, it is she!" The pharaoh stared intently at Colin, as if the true story of what had happened was etched on his face. Then he called for a servant, who brought a large jeweled pillow. Placing the cat on the cushion, he turned to the sculptor. "Now you have your subject," he pronounced. "Do not summon your model." The pharaoh grabbed Colin by the chin and turned his face from side to side. "I rather like the look of this one." Before Colin could protest, the sculptor had positioned Colin on one knee and placed the cat in his arms. Then he took charcoal and papyrus from a small round table and began to draw. After what seemed like hours, Colin heard an odd noise. Finally, he grasped what was happening. They were back in the classroom, and their fellow classmates were applauding. "Welcome back, my dears. Welcome," cried Ms. Bowles. She tinkered with her bracelet and smiled at Ms. Tolly. "Hey," said a student, "where's the cat?" "Right here," said Ms. Tolly. She was holding the new edition of the history textbook. "Is that the picture?" Gilly asked. She and Colin ran to look over Ms. Tolly's shoulder. The text was open to the section on ancient Egypt, where a photograph showed an old, half-crumbled sculpture that had been unearthed in a pharaoh's tomb. It was a boy, posing on one knee, holding a cat. "Told you," Gilly said, smiling. "It's quite a picture."